This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, my sisters, the question is, what should I do first? Should I do my leftover fasts or should I do the Shawwal fasts? There are several opinions of the scholars. It is preferred, obviously. Some say you should do your qada first because that's farad, it's compulsory. And then you can do your Shawwal later. And some say that for as long as you've done the 6 fasts of Shawwal, you have a leeway to do your qada for several months. Your qada doesn't have to be in the month of Shawwal. So if you connect those opinions together, I think you should try to do your at least 6 fasts within Shawwal, which would be the 6 fasts of Shawwal, and try and make up as many of the qada that you have. But if you haven't made up all your qada in Shawwal, don't worry. You can make them up as soon as you can, inshallah. So may Allah make it easy for us. I thought I'd clarify this because there are other opinions. We respect them. But this is something that I found would be much more practical, much easier as well. And there is nothing to say that your qada has to be in the month of Shawwal. Okay, but the 6 fasts of Shawwal have to be in the month of Shawwal. So from an evidence perspective, it would be more appropriate to say exactly what I've said. Now, the people who say it's compulsory to do your qada first, they base it on the fact that, but qada is farad. But then again, qada, you've been given a leeway to do it up to perhaps even the next Ramadan in some cases, or at your earliest convenience. May Allah make it easy for us. So this is why I'd say, my sisters, don't despair, don't be saddened. Allah make it easy for every one of us and grant us goodness. And it's something that really needs to be addressed, and here I have addressed it. You do have, that's not a leeway, that's an instruction from Allah Almighty to say, hang on, I don't want you to fast. You say, oh Allah, if you told me not to fast, I'm not going to fast. And I know I will be rewarded for obeying your instruction, because the reward is for obeying Allah's instruction. May Allah make it easy for all my sisters going through the menstrual cycle or any other issues, those who are pregnant and expecting, those who perhaps have other health issues, whatever else it may be, those who are mothers who are breastfeeding. May Allah make it easy for you, my beloved sisters, and may we be from among those who are more conscious of this type of the people who go through all of this.